The blue whale is believed to be the largest animal ever to exist, but nobody remembers number two. Fin whales are the second largest animals on the planet, weighing in at around 80 tons. And they're very mysterious creatures. But now scientists have gained better access to the giant whale's secret lives, almost accidentally. KUOW's Ashley Ahern reports.
About a decade ago, a series of underwater devices were deployed 150 miles off the coast of Vancouver Island to monitor earthquake activity.
They discovered very quickly that in addition to all the earthquakes that they had recorded, they also had an amazingly rich data set full of fin whale calls, which they weren't expecting to see.
Dax Soule is a research assistant in the School of Oceanography at the University of Washington. He's part of a team of scientists that analyzed a year's worth of underwater seismic recordings from the Juan de Fuca Ridge. It's a hotspot for underwater tectonic activity. Turns out, it's also a hotspot for endangered fin whales, and these giant whales sing at a similar frequency to the deep rumblings of earthquakes. Soule pulls up an audio file in his iTunes window.
And this is a pattern that we think we can attribute to two fin whales that are swimming together, calling back and forth. And right about now, you're going to hear this. And then you're going to hear the next song in my iTunes.
Aerosmith, oh yeah, for the record.
Right.
The team was able to filter out the whale calls from the earthquakes. Then they used those calls to map whale movements as they traveled past a series of underwater earthquake recording devices called seismometers. That will help scientists better understand how these mysterious animals communicate and migrate.
If you think about trying to get meaningful data on something that can swim 25, 30 knots and is 80 feet long and spends most of its time in the deep sea, right, that's actually a pretty big challenge.
Kate Stafford is a whale expert with the Applied Physics Lab at the University of Washington. She was in Alaska studying bowhead whales when I called her to talk about Soule's research.
What it shows us is that the Juan de Fuca Ridge area, the area off northern Oregon and Washington and southern British Columbia, is really important for these whales. They're not just migrating through. They seem to be spending a fair bit of time in this region.
Fin whale calls aren't musical, like the songs of humpbacks and other whales. But Stafford says their low-frequency pulses help them stay in contact when they're migrating.
So it's very similar to what birds do when they're flying at night. One bird will give a peep, and the next bird will give a peep. So it's like, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here.
Other whales can hear these pulses miles away, allowing them to stay in touch as they travel all around the world's oceans. But Stafford says that might not always be the case.
This 20 hertz pulse that they make, I mean, that is right in the same frequency band as a lot of commercial shipping. And ship noise has been increasing, obviously, as we're starting to transport more and more things across the Pacific and across the Atlantic.
Stafford says shipping noise could make it harder for the whales to communicate with one another or detect dangers like oncoming ships. A fin whale washed up near Seattle in April. It's believed to have died after colliding with a ship. I'm Ashley Ahern in Seattle.